muffin rings. People call them muffin rings, and they're not rings at all. They're, you know what a muffin is. And it wouldn't be my idea of a ring, but it's, you know, it's a pan with, you know what that is. And then some people might call, they might call a stew pan. Might call it a stew pan, which would be another name for a little boiler, you know, to cook in. And I don't know of any. I don't know of any other.
How about preparing eggs?
Skillet, of course, and griddle. Mm-hmm. And how about what?
Did a skillet ever have legs on it? In your memory?
No.
In your memory? Uh-oh. Did you ever hear of a Dutch oven?
Yes, I've heard of Dutch ovens, and I don't know exactly what a Dutch oven is. I really don't know, but it's an iron pot-like affair, I know. But I don't think that was...
Is it ever called a spider?
I have heard of, read in some book about or something. That has something to do with some of the utensils for an open fireplace. Because all those things are different from what goes on a stove, you see. Mm-hmm. It's got to, not having a flat iron thing to sit on, you see, it would be different.
Mm-hmm. But these terms, which Dutch oven or spider would be current here, or you've really just read about them, you haven't heard them, is that right?
Well, I guess I've heard of them, but, you know, anybody, I can remember people having, when, like I said, at times a lot of people in town would, because a wood fire is awfully pretty, and sometimes you'd have one and after a while get kind of tired of it and the wood problem and all and go to something else. But anybody that had one, they weren't attempting to cook on it, you know, and they wouldn't have those things like you know how you go to these historic houses and they take you out to the kitchen and you've got all that stuff from George Washington's time. But I think that
many of these items were used perhaps in the country until quite recently, but never really in town for several.
Well, I guess so. And
decades.
But and I'm sure that there's where people are right where there's wood to burn, they're apt to have wood burn, have wood open wood fireplaces.
And after a meal, your cook does what to the dishes?
Washes them.
Before she can dry them, she
rinses them.
And those terms are always the same.
Yes, right? Uh-huh.
And what kind of cloths does she use, or what kind of?
Well, some people call them dish towels, tea towels.
Mm-hmm. And she uses to
and
water.
Dish rag, mm-hmm. Rag.
And for the face, it's a
wash rag.
And the thing you use to dry with is
towel. Now, what else could you call butter towel?
Well, I was wondering whether it's a face towel or...
Well, yes, strictly speaking, a face towel would be a smaller one that you, as opposed to a bath towel.
Uh-huh. And when it gets very cold, how did people used to refer to the pipes? Say,
oh, my, yes, for the pipes are going to freeze.
Uh-huh. And if they